Are you ready for another year of bullshit? What a way to start a show, eh? Reason why I'm saying that, because I live in Ontario. Windsor, Ontario, for matter of fact. And our premier, the testicular-less entity, demonically-possessed person, has decided, in his ultimate wisdom, based on a projection, this is what gets me. They haven't been right on any of these projections yet. How bad it was going to be and how we're going to wind up with such a major pandemic and the hospitals are going to be overloaded and blah, da, 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 danger, 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 Will Robinson, it's going to get bad, worse, oh my gosh. And now we have a new projection based on bullshit, based on the money, based on the drug companies and their bullshit. But I got something to tell you tonight. Oh, ho, ho. Got something to tell you. See, I'm going to put out here tonight a video. A friend of mine sent it to me earlier today on my email, and I gave it to about 60 people or about 120 people. So everybody started looking for this thing. Everybody started getting different avenues. So I got two links. And I also downloaded this, and I would suggest you download this as well. And share this with everybody you know that's a nurse, especially if they're nurses in Canada and the United States, because our nurses are the dumbest of the dumb. It's unimaginable to me that a nurse would be this stupid, you know, or ignorant. We got some dumb nurses, gotta tell you, dummies. They need to really get the education in virology and genetics, because the Netherlands nurses basically said, we are not your guinea pig. I don't understand that about us here in North America, why we feel compelled to be compliant on every little thing. Whatever happened to the concept of being individual? This stuff, this is what is so far-fetched to me. I'm going to go back to our premier who hasn't got any testicles. I'm going to get back to that too. This is all going to be tied together. The nurses, again, brain damage. Got to be brain damage. Maybe they're taking chloroform up the artery or something, or maybe they're just down some speed or LSD or, you know, some sort of narcotic, or maybe ecstasy. Ooh, whatever. How can you, in all honesty, take a shot that hasn't been tested adequately on any level? All of them. They're rushed to get in as a state of emergency. And you're going to take a shot knowing bloody well that the vaccines have so much potential dangers whenever you put them inside a person. There's no safe vaccine. And a lot of nurses have gotten pricked with needles and things and wind up after having to carry whatever it is they got injected with the rest of their lives, altering their genetic code. So I fail to understand this. Now, this is another nurse, CNA, she called herself, took the Moderna vaccine, and now her autonomic nervous system is coming unglued. the myelin sheet is just breaking down exponentially. I don't think she's going to survive. Just from my looking at her, I don't see, unless there's an act of God that takes place here, she's done. So we say, well, how can you say that? Because I've been around enough to know that when I see something, something coming unglued, seeing the DNA come unglued, and at the rate it's coming unglued, there's no way the body can keep up. And we're in World War III, for crying out loud. The weapon of mass destruction is going to be coming from the tip of a needle or out of a medicine bottle. Why in the world would anybody want to put this shit inside of them? Now let's get back to Numbnuts, the premier. Numbnuts made a comment saying that from a projected study or whatever, that we're going to have a major problem if we don't shut people down. This is such bullshit. Anybody in Ontario that has a half a brain, that isn't some sort of country bumpkin that gives away their Bibles and blaming God for all this nonsense, you know, that can actually rationalize and think and understand that A, we have a flu. B, you have a 99.9% chance of surviving the flu. C, the masks do not work on any level. D, the vaccines are not necessary if our bodies can recover from fighting off these things anyway. So then the question stack begs to differ. If the masks don't work, why are we wearing effing things? Okay, it makes no sense. None. Social distancing or no social distancing, it doesn't make a difference. According to even Fauci, he even says the same thing. You could kiss each other for 10 minutes and not spread nothing. So when we're looking at all that, this nonsense about the hospitals are going to be filled up, I'll tell you what the hospitals are going to be filled up with. Dumb bastards that don't think about what they're doing. Most of the filled up beds are going to be nurses. Nurses who took the vaccine and then had a genetic anomaly happen to their body. XNA took over their DNA and now they're coming unglued in some form, fashion, or whatever. We saw the one with the facial being spun the other side. They're calling it Bell's palsy. Why don't they call it what it really is? Genetic damage from a vaccination. Because you can't say that. Can't say that. Now, numbnuts there saying that the hospitals are going to be full. So now we've got to take steps and measures. The hospitals in Canada have not fulfilled their rightful obligation in taking care of the sick. Instead, they've been turning away different patients of different conditions, whether they be heart conditions, cancers, diabetes, restless leg, autoimmune disorders, metal poisoning, you name it, anything of any substance that could cause overall damage to the physiology, they're turning away. Now they're bringing people in, testing beyond the PCR's standard to testing at 30 cycles. Then if you get tested 30 cycles and you don't see nothing, they keep pushing the test until the damn machine makes the shit in you. And then people call me up and say, I got COVID. I thought, you know, it's like, God almighty, COVID. The only way you're going to get COVID, is if you've been tagged, bagged, or vaccinated by a medical professional. And that's the only way. Now, our numbnut premier gave the police officers power over everybody, that it's going to be at their discretion whether or not they can fine you. See, we got an all-day curfew in Ontario now. Now, you're not supposed to go outside at all. It means they're going to kill the small businessman on purpose, little bastards. They're going to kill the small businessman because now nobody's going to be able to go out unless you're going out to a health service like myself who got a health store or a medical facility or a hospital, something of that nature, or going to see a doctor. Or you can go grocery shopping. I'm so sick of looking at a grocery store. It's not even funny. You can go for a walk as long as it's around the block. You can't go anywhere else. We're being imprisoned in this province for sweet fuck all. This is what gets me. And you know, it's the ones that are complying to this that's blowing me away. That's blown me total away because they are causing the rest of us to get sucked into this entropy. I refuse to go along with them. If they want to jump off a cliff, let them. You know, hey, jump, baby, jump. The rest of us who are awake, we need to stay fortified in our perspective of the awareness that we have. So we don't get sucked into that whirlwind. That's a suicide, one-way trip. So the premier of this province has been bought out. He's a whore. Nothing but a whore. Okay, Bill Gates probably sent some more money. Hey, this is, we need you to do this for us. We need you to do that for us. And we really don't have a legal system in Canada anymore. Everyone will argue we got a constitution, we got a charter, a big effing deal. That's only good to wipe your ass with at this stage. You know, you can use it to some point, but I haven't seen really anybody anywhere really getting down to the nitty-gritty in the court of law. So far, nothing's really been happening. You know, there's that hope that something will. But If they decide to change the rules of the game, if they decide to change the rules of engagement, guess what happens to our laws? Sweet F.A. They're just thrown away, discarded. They just sit there in the dumpster. Because nobody is speaking out. Nobody's fighting. And the few that are fighting are outnumbered, grossly outnumbered. I walked into a... I was at a drugstore today. I had to go mail my parcels out. This guy said, "You got a mask?" I said, "No, I don't need a mask. I said, I got an exemption." He said, "That's fake." I said, "No, that's not fake, honey. That's legit." "Well, it doesn't look legit to me." He says, "I don't really care." I kept walking, you know. And it amazes me that, again, another millennial. Another effing millennial. I want to just bitch slap half of them. I got to tell you, when I hear the stupidity that comes out of their mouths. They are nothing but controlled puppets. Yeah, I get the fact that they've been programmed. You know, that's why I'll let them have it to a point, because I understand that they're programmed. And the stupidity they have is what they were induced with. You know, their phone. They're good at, like I said, punching their phone and doing a Google search as far as doing an internet search, which is really, again, astounds me that anybody would actually follow Google or go on the Google site. But here we are. You're dealing with nothing. We are being imprisoned in this province for nothing, over nothing. So I do get, and I do understand when people start talking to me about jumping, you know, abandoning the ship, let the rats have them. And I get that too. It goes through my mind the same thing. You know, I will fight for those who will fight. I'll fight for those of my family that want to, again, not capitulate to the system. You know, I'll join with anybody that is really in the fight, that wants to fight, that fights intelligently. But for the most part, it's, like I said, it's the stupidity here. The phenomenal stupidity. And you know what gets me on top of all this? There's absolutely no proof on any level. They have never shown us the genetic code. We are being stripped of our rights bit by bit. Every time they do a new mandate, a new control measure, the entrenchment of this of what's going on is becoming more and more entrenched into these dumbasses that have actually are drinking the Kool-Aid with the cyanide in it. "Oh, give me a pitcher. Give me another one. Oh, yeah, just load me up." This is what's going on. And the premier, I'm not sure who's giving him his advice. Maybe the pipeline's coming from Ottawa itself. Say, "Hey, bud, we need you to do this. We need you to do that." Whatever happened to the premiers that at one time would defend their constituencies and today are so quickly to surrender that power to a central focal point and just obey the orders? I remember when the Charter of Rights was brought over from the UK, and they were hammering out a deal with all the provinces, and Quebec refused to sign, okay, and Alberta wasn't going to sign. I think it was because of them we had the notwithstanding clause in there, because they felt that if Quebec wasn't going to speak English or have English, they weren't going to have French there, and so that became a sticking point, and they resolved it by having the notwithstanding clause. Now, they fought. The premiers fought. They fought for their own pocket too. I'm not altruistic here or idealistic here. I am very well aware that when the politician is fighting for something, he's not fighting necessarily for his constituents. He's fighting for his wallet. He wants to remain in power, and he wants to be able to have the ability to. Being a financial power as well. But anyway, today the premiers are just bowing down and allowing Ottawa to dictate policy, or whoever, the UN to dictate policy, or should I say Beijing to dictate policy. And none of them are standing up and saying, "You know what, we've had enough of this bullshit. We are not following the game." Where is these so-called premiers? Where are they? Hiding in their little bunker, you know, twiddling their thumbs, you know, sucking on their thumbs. It's like I said, they have no sense of reality here. This is going to kill the small businessmen for sure. A lot of small businesses will fade away after this round. Restaurants that were staying open later to cater to pickups now have to shut down by 8 o'clock. So do the grocery stores. Everything's going to be shutting down by 8 o'clock. That's the curfew. From 8 to whatever, you have to basically be in the house. You have to be in the house. You can't go anywhere, you know, unless you're going to a bank or doing whatever. And like I said, it's what it is. We are no longer under any kind of democratic rule here in this province. And I'm not sure what it's going to take, if it can even happen. Like I said, the people that are awake are more concerned about them so that they can stay fortified and not, you know, allow themselves any kind of sense of weakness because they can get sucked in. Yeah, we are in, and okay, I was listening to Trump's speech today and what he was saying about the military, and I thought, oh boy, this is going to get fun over there. And somebody said they saw tanks, and armed tanks going to D.C., now, I don't know how that's going to affect us here in Canada, but we better be on our guard that the Parliament, the federal Parliament, does not decide to take advantage of that situation and decides to implement some laws here in this country that take away our rights. The parliamentarians are following Chinata, they're making Chinata. We're following China. We are following China. And if anybody hasn't had a take a look at that, you know, something is really wrong here when we're seeing that we're implementing a lot of things and taking away a lot of things and instituting more of a technocratic rule. Now, let me stop at that point for 1 second. Technocratic rule. Wow. Being governed by a machine. Now, somebody sent me something today in an email called THX1138, and it was exactly that. It was a movie made in 1971, and when I saw it, I thought, isn't this interesting? Everybody had an orderly life, went to work, came home, took their drugs. If they had any kind of depression, the machines that in their medicine cabinet would tell them to become happy, take your happy pill, whatever. They would go to a confessor, which was nothing but an AI network. And so as he was talking, the AI was responding, but not really giving him any answers. Just, yes, my son, yes. Oh, that's, yes. Oh, you're such a blessing to the world. Oh, we should be just so grateful. You know, you were made in the image of man. I heard that. I said, oh, isn't that something? We're taking God out of the equation. And I will say this as well. When God gets out of the equation, that movie, what it was depicting is exactly what would happen. You would have a hollow life. All you would be is a cog in the wheel. Again, working on other cogs in the wheel. That's all you'd be doing. And being interfaced directly with an AI network, again, you'd be augmented so that you could do jobs that you would never think you could do. And in fact, it would control your mind. So when we're and it may even dictate who's going to make babies. You don't know. But this thing was a perfect depiction of this. And how the guy was taking drugs and they were sedating him. And they even said it was against the law not to sedate yourself. And you could suffer severe consequences for avoiding your major dose. This is what's going to happen in the reality. The drug companies are the most powerful companies in the world today. Okay, they are beyond belief powerful. And what they own and how much they own it. So when we're looking at the policies that are going on, oh my God, the drug companies are going to push this eventually to a point that if you don't get the shots, you don't get medicated, then you could suffer severe fines. They are going to push this right up our arses sideways. This is where this is all heading. So when I saw that, I saw how they were taking their medication, and they had to take them at different intervals. Just okay, the other day I talked about a movie I called Elysium. I made a mistake. It wasn't Elysium, it was Equilibrium. Equilibrium. And they took this drug called Elysium, and that's where I got the mix-up. And when they took the drug, they stayed in this state of oh, I don't know what you'd call it. A state of unreality. They walk like machines. They space themselves out like machines. This is the spacing out bullshit, too. 6 meters, you gotta be spaced out. 6 meters. Are you an effing robot? I was standing outside my store the other day, and two people walked around me. I mean, they went purposely out of their way to avoid going by me. I thought, how ridiculous can you be? Let me remind everybody just a little tidbit. If there was really a pandemic out there, a real one, with some real hostile pathology, okay, or some genetically engineered pathology, and they released it on the general population, you know how long City of Windsor would exist? It would be done in an hour. There'd be nothing left alive. Nothing. Okay, if you went to Toronto and you dropped a pathology there, okay, some part of it may survive, but a good chunk of it would be gone as well. We are no longer in the world of, you know, turning a crank on a telephone so you can make a phone call. You know, we're no longer in those days where we lost our innocence, literally. So when you're thinking about, you know, what you're going to be dealing with, we're going to be dealing with an automated AI that's going to be telling us when to go, what to do, where, who to do it with, when you can go to the washroom, when you can eat, and then the food supplies are always short because they're always having problems raising food. That's what this movie was showing, and it seems like that seems to be the theme that they're all telling us, that we're going to be under a technocratic rule. A few men will be in power to sustain the AI networks, just in case something goes wrong. So they will come out in the representation of the AI. Elon Musk is talking about putting a neural link right to the AI so that you could benefit. And I'm thinking that's not a good idea because the AI will interface with your DNA and take you out. That's what they're doing with these vaccines. They're injecting you with stuff that can take out your DNA. Then you can be forever hot, forever cold. You can be numb. You can be active or overactive. I mean, there's nothing they can't really do now once they understand the code. So when we're looking at, you know, the rule coming. Remember, I often said many a time, if God is not the center of the equation, you don't have an equation. What you've got is chaos. It's all you got, nothing more, chaos. And when you see this movie and you begin to realize how inundated the tech took over, how it was already in control, you know, we've got all kinds of stuff showing you this throughout in the television. But I found this was 1971, and he got away by getting into a car that did over 235 miles an hour. He was able to break the barriers and flip the cops all over the place, and he actually made it to the very top of where he had to be in order to be in real free air. Got to see the sun for the first time. So, like I said, we are no longer in the good old days at all. And we better start waking up the nurses, especially in Canada. Like I said, a lot of them aren't too bright. A lot of them are millennials, and they don't have a clue the long-term effect of these needles going inside the body. They just don't have a clue. And it would be to anybody's advantage to just show them this video. So they think about 10 times before they decide to take the needle. Should I, whatever, you know. And when she gets, and when they get back to the back, all the, I just lost my thought here, geez. When we get into that whole technocratic control, I got hit with a beam. Sorry about that. It was just all of a sudden, I just went, bleep, what happened? You know, when you get into that technocratic control, the only reason we're in that technocratic control is because the God of the world has taken over. The real living God is no longer around. And you are now under the control of this mechanization. The AI network, 1971. So the nurses, again, remind them that they do have a brain that they need to engage. And they need to analyze that this shot has not been tested correctly. And the guinea pigs have already fallen victim to some of the disasters and dangers that this shot is causing. We had a doctor die of a brain hemorrhage in Florida. We had another one there somewhere else in the South. Another one, I think, in California had their face distorted. Another one had just died. How many nurses have got to keel over before you wake up and realize that you're just being exploited? Something to think about. Something to think about. Seriously, we really need to understand the nature of where this is all going. Technocracies are not going to be a lot of fun, I got to tell you. What we're going to see with the technocrats, again, is going to be harsh control. And again, if you're thinking you're working for low wages now and you can barely get by on the cost of living, wait till that takes over. It's going to get fun. It's going to get fun. Your comfort zones are all going to change. They're You may have to reevaluate life. Nothing you're seeing out there right now is real. And when you're looking at some of these sci-fi movies, I got the gist with this one that artificial intelligence had enveloped the whole city. The whole city was a blockchain. There was no place you could go, no place it couldn't read you, which is a very, very scary concept as well. So, like I said, when we're looking at the big picture here, we are heading into entropy, and the machine is going to take us. What was it? The machine had come up with something the other day, and it they made the stuff, and they injected it in people, and then people started having immediate side effects. That was the machine taking over. Machine taking over. You know, they want, like I said in the last audio, that they want to feed us bugs. Bugs, we're going to have some bugs for dinner. Oh, how do you like your bugs? Over easy, well done, super well done, burnt to a crisp. And the bullshit on this is unbelievable too when you read it. It's like, holy jumping, really? They're trying to sell people on the greening and leaving less of a footprint, so now we're going to eat bugs. It's like, oh, jumping. No, you know, and the more things change, the more they stay the same. I used to hear that. I thought, well, that isn't right when I was younger. But you know what? It's absolutely correct. It's absolutely correct. The more we change, the more we stay the same. We can't get past this certain cycle. We can assist ourselves to whatever level, but we are in a cycle. It's all a cycle. And it's not going to get, this is not going to go away. This vicious cycle is spiraling in a downward pattern. And every time they come along with some new concept, new ideas, some new bullshit to get people more afraid of something that doesn't exist, the sounds or whatever they use to, again, create the fear, you know, you just have to be on your game here. You have to understand it's all a lie. All of it's a lie. All of it. And we're getting, like I said, you have to maintain your due diligence here. Bugs. They want to feed you bugs. They are turning men and women into something, like I told you, a goyim. They're turning men and women into a goyim. You know, eating bugs, for crying out loud. And the argument is because meat takes too much environmental space, blah, blah, blah. And who's going to be eating bugs? It'll be the poor. Always the poor. All those who are isolated or in quarantine will be eating these damn bugs. you know. So when we're looking at what happened with this woman, okay, and how she lost her autonomic nervous system, you know, Congress is responsible for this. In the United States. This is another thing the United States is responsible for. Congress allowed the drug companies to go out and make vaccines, gave them carte blanche so that they can make whatever vaccine they want, and it's okay as long as they had whatever. And then finally, the American government was paying off the... The American government They gave them the right to just write whatever, make whatever they want. When they said, you know, we're going to have to fine you if you can't make a safe vaccine, so we're all going to quit making them because there's no such thing as a safe vaccine. There's always some risk. Always some risk. You know, how much of a risk is this vaccine? We don't know. And then we got numbnuts going, say, we're going to shut you down. The numbers are going up and go crazy. First, he said one day there was going to be no curfew. The next day, he comes up with a curfew. Maybe tomorrow he'll come up and say, well, there's no curfew. I was just making it up. It was all a game. Sorry. Imagine that. Imagine that. Anyway. Like I said, this is the reason why the drug companies today can get away with what they're getting away with, because you can't sue them. Can't sue them for the damage that the vaccine causes. Imagine that. They can shoot you with this shit and they don't have to pay any kind of compensation. They should be taking care of those people the rest of their lives. You know, they cause the damage. And tell me something. If you were out there driving the car right now and you ran into somebody's house and caused them damage, and do you think that the federal government is going to give you the okay? You can't be charged and you can't be sued? You think that would happen? It's quite possible. You know, it's not the first time that I've seen, as a whole, Canadians getting rooked by through deception. You know, and again, we just got to be on top of the game. You got to pay attention. Don't do Google searches. Google is about as useless as can be. You know, you use other search engines. Don't just use Google. Just type in the blank page on the URL what you're looking for. It'll give you more better options. You know, always remember, like I said, you know, the game is on. The game is on. And they're gonna play this game, and they're gonna keep on dwindling down, making make believe bullshit. It's all make believe. There's no reality to it, none. If there was, like I said, a pandemic, even the premier of this province would die from it. He would have a hard time, because of his massive girth. I'm not sure what it's gonna take in order to. Get anything in motion. I really don't know. I don't know what kind of spark it's going to require. I don't know what kind of accident is going to happen. I don't know what we really need to do in order to get everybody fired up. I mean, seeing that video with that nurse, another nurse, who decided to take a shot because she wanted to be dedicated to a job. Let me remind all of you this little simple concept. Maybe it escaped you. In this world of imagined slights and lunatic, you know, fantasies that people develop, you get to a point where you overlook some of the more basic fundamental concepts about life and living. And one of those things that we all overlook, because we get caught up in the chase, You bought a house, you bought a car, you're looking for that big job, you're looking for the prestige, you're looking for the money coming in. You're looking for success. Success in the realm that, you know, that we're living in the matrix. And there's nothing wrong with looking for success. I'm not against looking for success. But I am against where success overrides common sense. Trying to strive for success, and it's going to cost you your marriage. It's going to cost you your friendships. It's going to cost you your associations. It's going to cost you your health. It's going to cost you the incapacity to be an individual. That's not a success worth chasing. Now, take the same premise, and you are in a position, and it's a decent position, but in order to maintain that position, you have to take a needle. You have to be injected with a weapon, a weaponized biological agent that is there to permanently cause you a malfunction. So this is the decision you have to make. Is this job worth that penalty? Worth the risk? Is the shot worth the risk? Is the shot worth, having all these wonderful things, but then what if something goes wrong? And so far, a lot of it has been going wrong. Is the shot worth the job? Is the shot worth the house? Is the shot worth the car? Is the shot worth making all this money? And at the end of the day, when you get the shot, you're dead or debilitated, never able to recover again. All that wealth, all that success, all that you strove for is now going to go to pay for you to be treated, looked after, and taken care of. Is the job worth the needle? Some people are making an astounding amount of money every year, and that's kind of hard to walk away from when you've had that for some time. And you've had that measure of success to be able to sustain that position while you've been making money. So, is the job, the position, the work, the entitlement, PhD, BS, BA, whatever, MD, is all that worth the needle? Is all that worth the needle? Is it worth the needle for two couples or a couple having children that they're never with because they're both working all the time? Is that a value loss as a result? Is it worth it? See, I'm trying to make you understand. There's one thing when you take a risk, okay? Go to a casino, you bring $50, you're willing to risk losing that $50 in order to make some extra money from the casino. You go to play the stock market, you got $50, again, you're willing to lose that $50 to, again, make money in return. So when we're looking at the value of things and what we're holding in high value, is taking the risk of taking a shot worth losing everything you've ever worked for? So when men and women go through divorce in my era, in the era time I came out, men got raped. Men, didn't matter if a man was a good man, bad man, he was an orange man, red man, yellow man, purple man, whatever. If he went through divorce during that time and there were children involved, the men got their ass handed to them, big time. And then it changed over a period of time where now if women are making more money than the men, then the woman has to pay, which I thought that's a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? But hey, I went the other way around where I got raped, by the court systems. So when we're looking at all these things that I'm talking, you're looking at from the very beginning, more manipulation, more bullshit, more government. I mean, seriously, I'm going to say this again. If you see what's going on and you're still putting your faith in a government, any government, I don't give a shit what government, American government, Canadian government, British government, Russian, China, whatever government you're putting it in, they will lie to you. They're like that guy on the network. They will tell you whatever shit you want to hear. They will tell you, they will blow sweet nothings, you know, to get you to listen to them. They make all the speeches, they play all the games, and in the end, you lose. Because you surrender your individuality, you comply to the game that's going on, and in that compliance, you lose who you are. It's like you jumped into a quagmire and you're completely surrounded and you don't know which way to go. Okay, that's the nature of all that we live for. And that's how we've lived, all of us. This is why I always tell people, go look at the Gospels, go read the Gospels. There's a verse in the Bible that says, my people are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways and repent. I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Concept that may help us, those who believe. We may not be able to change the current trend, but there may be an option where we can start our own trend. And we probably should be looking at seriously separating from Canada, breaking away from Canada. Because this is not Canada anymore, this is Chinada. And while we should separate ourselves from the territory called Canada. Because Chinada is what it should be called today, China's taking it over. I don't know about you, but I didn't sign up to be ruled by the Chinese. Did you? You know, just a thought. Just an idea. And our democratic rights are being slowly eroded. The premiers are coming out there like dictators. Like dictators. And again, it makes me wonder. It does make me wonder sometimes how much more or how little it takes to get people to get off track. Ooh, just a thought. Like I said, you know, we need to seriously think, why don't we separate? Why don't we threaten to separate like Quebec used to? Remember when Quebec said, we're going to leave. We're going to take our marbles and we're going home. We're going home. We're going literally, we're not safe. You're going to have to give us more marbles. You're going to give us more money. You know, and so, you know, that's what happened. That the capitulation to more money and whatever happened. But in the end, Quebec got what it wanted. It was a separated country that was associated with Canada. A lot of fancy wording there. So my thought is, why don't we do the same thing? Why don't we say we're going to leave? We're going to leave. Windsor, Ontario is going to leave Canada. Windsor, Ontario is going to be its own territory. Windsor, Ontario, Canada is going to have its own autonomy. And Windsor, Ontario, Canada will not have to listen to any jackass anywhere in the province that's going to have power to mess people up. These are ideas I have all the time. And maybe we should seriously consider, you know, something to that effect. Boy, wouldn't that be something? We're leaving Canada. You can shove it up your arse. We're starting our own country. Just a thought. Well, I will leave you with that. These thoughts tonight. And, you know, try to warn your fellow nurses. Anybody has nurse friends, you know. Let them know not to be so conducive to saying, you know, yes to everything that they're told. They don't have to say yes to everything they're told. When it comes to your health, be a little selfish. I'll be glad to see the day when Americans decide to finally take off their masks and realize the whole thing was a hoax. You know, it's amazing. What can I say? Alrighty, on my website, there are people there that are concerned about getting it done right. And some of those people have their own networks as well. Yeah, well, you got Deanna Spingala, you got Fiona, you got Ty, you got Brian 396, you got Sherry Three Hearts Church, you know, you've got Shai in Israel, You got myself. A lot of people on that, the sites, and I put them on there because they got good stuff. Support anyone you can. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the health. Share the health. Share the health. I always state as well, read the Gospels. You know, like that is probably going to be your foundation and your core. Read the Gospels. You might find some answers there that you won't find anywhere else. Alrighty, and on that note, by the grace of God, we are still here. Remember that. All right. Take care. Till the next section, to your health. See ya.